Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. And it is an exclusive here on DCNowRadio.com today. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us. We're excited to welcome to our program today Christoph Jenkins. He's not only an individual that's been able to use the power of words for himself, but through the organization Fighting Cancer with Poetry, he's been able to not only to inspire and motivate others, but also, of course, to raise awareness as well. We're going to talk to Christoph not only about the two-year anniversary of Fighting Cancer with Poetry, but also what it's been like for him to not only see the impact the organization has had, as well as what's coming up that you all can be a part of. Christoph, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Cyrus, how are you? I'm doing great.
Hey, doing really good. Glad you could take out the time to be with us. First of all, congratulations to you on the two-year anniversary. That is a big part of why we're talking today, because there's an event that's coming up that our listeners here in D.C. can be a part of. But, Christoph, what has it been like for you to not only to be able to realize your own gift as an introvert, as you even, you know, have called yourself, to realize the impact of words, but also be able to share that in raising awareness about cancer?
It's been amazing, Cyrus. It's just been a very rewarding 2 years. A good friend of mine, his name is Justin Islar. We were good friends when we were young. And the thing is this, he was diagnosed at the age of 18 with osteosarcoma cancer. And this was 2005. This was his freshman year in college. And, I was at Norfolk State, and, you know, I got the call saying that he was diagnosed with osteosarcoma cancer, and I'm just thinking, this is his freshman year, and, you know, I can't imagine, and it's, the thing is, it happens every day, and, you know, I knew that when I talked to him over the phone that it would be a situation where it would be, you know, a little tough to talk about. And when he told me what happened, he told me that I don't have a lot of people to like talk to, you know, I don't know who can relate to me. And I said, you know, I think it might be good for you to start writing poetry. And he said, poetry, why poetry? I said, well, it allows you to release what you're feeling, the anger, the, you know, the stress, whatever it is, it allows you to release it because, so many people cannot, or don't have people to talk to or feel like they don't have someone that can relate to them. Because, I mean, think about it. Not too many people can relate to having cancer. And so he started to do that, and it just released so much for him. And we're so excited that, you know, he inspired me to start this organization called Fighting Cancer with Poetry, because it's helped so many other people around the world. And, you know, I've been writing poetry since I was in first grade. And so I knew what it could do. And so if it told me that he could use poetry to raise awareness and to inspire others, I knew it could do something like that for others. And so that's what it's been doing. And so we're really excited about, you know, our 2 year anniversary. You know, anywhere I go, if I'm talking about the organization, they're like, wow, I think I can do that as well, because there's not too many people I can talk to. So it's just been great. And I really truly appreciate, you know, the opportunity to be on this call here just to share with others around the world in D.C. To, you know, just allow them to, if it's not poetry, just start writing, you know, and let somebody read it. And see what happens. And I think a lot of people will see that writing and the arts in general will allow them to, you know, use that as a coping mechanism and a way to heal.
Exactly. I think that's it. You know, you mentioned a couple of things, and I noticed when I was prepping for this segment, Christoph, I was on the website, fightingcancerwithpoetry.org, and I saw a little bit, you know, of your friend Justin's story and what he was able to accomplish, you know, and being able to graduate and, you know, and to use his voice. And I really appreciate the fact that you say, you know, that is the important thing, to make sure that everyone has a voice. I referenced also that you have called yourself, you know, even as an introvert, as an individual who's been able to share your power through words. Did you realize, you know, before, you know, you started writing poetry, that you as an individual had that kind of power. Because I think that's one of the things that happens. People feel as though unless they're a celebrity or unless they're someone who's, you know,
right,
known in the public, you know, they don't think that they have something that people can benefit from. When did you realize that that wasn't the case and that you, no matter who you are, no matter who our audience may be here, that all of them have that power and they should use it?
I didn't know that. Like you said, you have talents and you know you have gifts, but you don't necessarily know that those talents and gifts are viable to inspire others until someone tells you, you know. And you know, when I was younger and I was just writing, because like you said, I was and somewhat am now an introvert. You know, my mom would tell me, you know, the writings, you know, that come from you, the poetry that you know comes from your mind, is really past your time. And I was like, what does that mean? Well, you know, you write about, you know, somewhat the future and not so much now. You write for others, and she told me that. I was just like, yeah, that is very true, because what I do write is not necessarily in my voice. It'll be in my grandmother's voice and my grandfather's voice, and I just kind of find out that I'm able to transcribe someone else's feelings. And just recently, I've, you know, unfortunately, my father passed last Saturday, and of a heart attack, and so I'm dealing with that now as well, and I'll be writing the actual poem that will be going into the obituary and that will be read at his funeral on this Monday. And so it's just a bittersweet weekend for me, you know, tomorrow being the event and also tomorrow being my birthday, my 33rd birthday, but the following day will be my father's funeral. And so it's just an amazing situation to where that I know that my actual poetry will leave a legacy or will be the last thing that the people, the audience will hear in regard to my father. And so I just know that poetry and writing and the arts in general are powerful tools.
Exactly. So true. And I think it's great when people are able to tap into that. We're sorry for your loss, of course, Christoph, and we appreciate your even more so taking out the time to be with us today. For those who are just tuning in, though, either at DCNowRadio.com joining us live during our broadcast or that are listening to us through the podcast or listening to Conversations Live, we're excited to welcome to our program today Christoph Jenkins. He's not only an individual that's been able to share how he's been able to use his own personal power through words to impact others, but through the organization Fighting Cancer with Poetry, how he's been able to inspire other people as well as raise awareness. Now, there are lots of ways that people can be a part of this movement, Christoph, whether they are in the D.C. area or not. You've made those available. They can make purchases there on the website, fightingcancerwithpoetry.org. They can make donations there as well. Do you hope that part of, you know, the great thing about what you've been able to do, and I thought about this too as a fellow spoken word artist myself, that, you know, you're able to, through your own example, to show other people, not only, of course, as we've been saying, that words have power, but that they can make a difference. What is it like for you to not only to see people rally around Fighting Cancer with Poetry, but also rally around encouraging others that are using their gifts?
It's just an awesome opportunity. We have a worldwide poetry contest that we host internationally, just on our website and through social media, where people submit their spoken word, their written poetry, and, you know, and as we read and as we judge these pieces in regard to cancer, it is just amazing to read people's stories and their testimonies, because really that's what poetry is. It's your testimony. And, you know, I can see clearly that they're using their pen, their pencil, and that paper to release everything that's going on in their lives in regards to themselves, their families, you know. And you know, we also have a monthly poetry workshop online poetry workshop every fourth Tuesday at 6 o'clock. where we have the incomparable Rebecca DuPas. She's an international poet, to where she facilitates that online workshop, and she shows people the different ways that you can use writing and the arts to express yourself. And so we have a lot of activities that people can partake in and become a, what we call the FCWP movement, the Fighting Cancer with Poetry movement. And so we have different ways where it's not just D.C., Maryland, or Virginia, but, you know, if you're in South Korea, that you can be a part of this organization. And we're just so proud to have been in operation for the past 2 years. And anywhere we go, if I'm at Jiffy Lube getting an oil change and I'll have, you know, a hat on that says Fighting Cancer with Poetry, that conversation starts off, and it's wild to, you know, to know that person in particular. Her name was Karen. You know, just all of a sudden started crying at the Jiffy Lube at the counter, and she was like, "This is the first time I've talked about my mother dying when I was 9." You know, and so that just tells me that so many people are holding in what they feel they can't talk about. And so we just encourage people to, you know, pick up a pen, start typing or anything to express themselves and relieve all of what's going on inside.
Exactly. Exactly. I think that is the powerful thing to realize that gift. So let's talk about what is coming up, Christophe, because as I said, you know, you're celebrating the 2 years and you're able to do that in a very special way. Depending on when people are listening to us, it's going to be taking place on Sunday, October the 25th, where the celebration is there in D.C. First of all, what is it like for you to have partners in this? I mean, not only people who are participating, Christophe, but to have, you know, locations. I've noticed some of the posts, even on social media, to have, you know, locations that are willing to be a part of this movement with you.
Yes, Busboys and Poets. I'm sure a lot of people in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area know about Busboys and Poets. They have about 7 locations. Our event will be at the Hyattsville location on Baltimore Avenue, close to College Park. And when they came aboard to be partners with us, it was just an amazing situation because, you know, we've been, you know, when you're putting on events and things of that nature, you have to start to look for venues and, you know, locations to have your events. And they stepped up and said, you know, we love what you all are doing. We think it's an amazing feat that you all, you know, done within a year or a year and a half. And so we want to be partners with you and provide our different locations, whether it's, you know, in Arlington and Hyattsville and D.C., to have 2 or 3 locations in D.C. And they just offer, you know, their venue and their community, because what they have is not just a lounge or restaurant, you know, with a stage. They have an actual community. And so many people come up to them saying, what are you all doing with cancer and things of that nature? And so they saw the opportunity to partner with us, and it's just been an amazing partnership. And we really appreciate Andy Shalal, the owner of Busboys and Poets, you know, for being partners with us. And so, again, tomorrow we'll be at the Busboys and Poets in Hyattsville, and it's at 5 o'clock. From 5 to 7, it's a packed 2 hours of inspiration in art. And following that, directly following that, will be the after party, if you will, / my birthday party. And so what I'm doing is donating. I'm donating my birthday. And so in lieu of gifts, in lieu of, you know, love offerings or whatever you want to call them, you know, we're encouraging people to donate, you know, to the organization and to our partner foundation, Sarcoma Foundation of America. And so 50% of those proceeds will go to the Sarcoma Foundation of America, and 50% will also go to the activities and operation of Fighting Cancer with Poetry.
Wow. Wow. So a great opportunity, again, whether you're in the D.C. area or not, to be a part of this. Again, it's taking place on Sunday, October the 25th, depending on when you all are listening to us, whether it's on Saturday or Sunday. The event is Sunday, October 25th, again, from 5 to 7 at Bus Boys and Poets, as you heard Christoph say there. But then following that will be the after party that where Christoph is basically donating during that event from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Now, that both events, of course, are happening at Bus Boys and Poets, so you don't have to worry about going
Correct.
Anywhere. Just stay around for that. So make sure you all take advantage of that. And all the details are through the website at www.fightingcancerwithpoetry.org. Talk to us about some of the individuals that will be there. You mentioned it's going to be a packed 2 hours from 5 to 7. Christoph, who are some of the individuals that those who attend will be able to hear from?
This time around, we have some amazing spoken word artists. The gentleman named Orville the Poet. Our hostess is, again, Rebecca DuPas. Xavier the Poet. Kenny Sway, he's an amazing street performer. Literally, his full-time job is going out to gallery plays and the subway stations and taking out his guitar and his one-button repeat station where he creates a one-man band. You know, it's going to be an awesome time. And we'll have some, you know, cancer survivors and some family members of some people who've had family members who've passed of cancer and to, you know, give their testimony. But for the most part, from 5 to 7, you know, from starting to beginning or to the ending, we'll have, you know, just art and inspiration that will, allow people to leave there with encouragement to, you know, take their talents, even if it's not art, if it's, you know, basketball or if it's football, put on a tournament, to raise awareness and funds. And so we show people the different ways that you can use whatever you know how to do to raise cancer awareness.
Exactly. Exactly. I think that is it. And I think that is the big key for all of us to realize that, you know, you just because you don't do poetry, just because that may not
right.
be your thing, does not mean that you can't do something. I think that is really it. Could you have imagined, Christoph, that you would at 33 by this year, that you would have been able to do the things that you've done and touch the people that you've been able to touch?
No, Cyrus, it's just, you know, I didn't set out to start a nonprofit, you know. I know I loved poetry, but I didn't know that I would have a passion for raising cancer awareness until, you know, a good friend of mine named Justin Islar was diagnosed and ultimately passed away 7 years later. And so it was just, I think, destiny. And, you know, I say all the time to Justin's mom that Justin set me up, but in a positive way. You know, and I'm so appreciative to him because through him and his legacy, you know, he's inspired so many people, you know, through the organization and myself. And so I'm just so amazingly proud to be connected to his legacy, which will also be, you know, my legacy as well. And so, you know, we've performed in front of the White House just the other weekend, the National Mall. We've been on TV several times, and it's just been an amazing, journey to just connect with people around the world, you know. So we're just really excited to continue because, I mean, think about it, not too many nonprofits, stay in existence for 2 years, you know, let alone small businesses. And so we're just blessed to, you know, to have the forthright and the support to continue and do what we do.
Exactly. And I think, too, as I was saying that, you know, earlier about what it shows for other people, it also shows what it takes to make it. For one thing, a fighting spirit. That's definitely something that Justin had. We're able to see it in the videos. But also, of course, that you have. And I think, you know, when you have something to fight for, which makes the title of the organization, so powerful, fighting cancer with poetry, it's not about being passive. It really is about being active. And I think that is
right.
what has really made this happen. Because I think, again, you know, a lot of times we allow fear to stop us. We allow excuses
right.
to stop us. And I think instead of asking why, I think the why not question is something more of us should kind of pursue. And, you know, this is a perfect example of what can happen, you know, exactly, because you've been able to rally these people around Christoph, and I think that is the thing. I mean, people like to support things where they know that good is happening. And I think when you're able to show that, and you've been able to show it now for 2 years, show that, I mean, it definitely, you know, makes a difference as you're celebrating the you know, the two-year anniversary here. Again, everyone, Christoph Jenkins is our guest for this segment. We're talking to him exclusively here on DCNLRadio.com here on Conversations Live about fighting cancer with poetry, how it all began with his friend Justin Islar, but also, you know, how by using the power of words, he's been able to not only touch people there in the D.C. area, but now literally around the world, and inspiring them as well through contests, through organizations to reach out, but also to make a difference. And that's what you all are able to do with the event that's taking place on Sunday, October the 25th. Again, if you missed the details, it's at Bus Boys and Poets. That's going to be taking place, of course, this weekend. So make sure you all make plans to be a part of it from 5 to 7 there at Bus Boys and Poets. If you can't make it out, head over to fightingcancerwithpoetry.org to find out how you can make a donation and also to help spread the word as well. You mentioned the movement earlier, Christoph. At FCWP Movement is where they can find you on Twitter. I know you guys have other social media links. All those are posted on the website. What has that part of it been like for you, to use social media to literally share fighting cancer with poetry with the world?
Social media has just been amazing. I don't think we could have done half or a third of the things that we've been able to do and connect with people around the world just the way we've been doing it, you know, because of social media. You know, Instagram has been our driving force. You know, it's awesome because you're able to connect Facebook and Twitter. Every time I post or repost on Instagram, it automatically shares to Facebook and automatically shares to Twitter. And so it's just been an awesome way to connect with people around the world, you know, because if not, there was no social media, then it would just be a D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, you know, newsletter going out on a weekly basis. So maybe on the radio and stuff like that, you know, thank you for having us. But, you know, I mean, just by a click of a button, someone in South Korea or, you know, Japan is able to know what we're doing here in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. You know, so social media has really been, you know, a connecting piece, you know, for fighting cancer with poetry. And we're just absolutely amazed about how it's been, you know, allowing us to grow. And that's how we've been growing so quickly, because of social media.
Yeah, exactly. So definitely we encourage our audience to make sure they're staying connected with Fighting Cancer with Poetry through social media. Again, all of the links for social media, including Instagram that you heard Christoph mention there, you can find all of those at www.fightingcancerwithpoetry.org. So head over to the website. Even if you can't make the event this weekend, head over to the website and see how you can still make a difference. Again, you can find out how you can become a sponsor, be able to sponsor a poet, an event, or even just make a donation, whatever it might be. You can take advantage of all of that through the website at fightingcancerwithpoetry.org. Again, everyone, Christoph Jenkins has been our guest. Christoph, thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it. Again, our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family, but also, of course, with the people working with Fighting Cancer with Poetry to make a difference as well. The event, again, is Sunday, October 25th from 5 to 7. That's taking place at Bus Boys and Poet there at Hydeville in Maryland. Make sure you guys head over to fightingcancerwithpoetry.org for all the details, and stick around there if you're at the event for the after party, and that'll be taking place from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Christoph, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Looking forward to staying connected with you, man.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity, Cyrus.
Hey, we appreciate you. And we appreciate you, our audience, for joining us for another great segment here on DCNowRadio.com. You can always find us, of course, here on DC Now Radio weekdays from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, you can find 4 hours of Conversations Live right here. So I hope you guys continue to join us, as well as the other great program that's being brought to you at DCNowRadio.com. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.